T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And our the co-host of the Morning Locker Room on Sports Talk 105.1, Dan Casper, now joining us. Dan, how you doing?
Doing good, Bill. I'm a little cold, though. We're doing our toy drive here for Festival of Toys.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So. You guys are involved in it. Now, we did the big one down here with our flagship station last week, and you guys are, where are you exactly?
Well, I'm outside Festival Foods, one of the new Festival Foods locations here on Birch Street in Eau Claire. So we're collecting toys, donations, all goes towards the Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley here.
Perfect. And how has it been? How has traffic been throughout the day?
It's been awesome, Bill. It's been awesome. We have some volunteers here that are helping us out, and they said this is the best they've seen in a couple of years here, too. So great turnout so far on day one here for everybody in the Chippewa Valley helping out a bunch of families in need, and especially those kids. I mean, you know, you guys did your drive last week, Bill, your story. It was awesome. It's like that all around here, and everybody we need to help out these kids and these families, make every kid have a memorable Christmas.
No doubt about it. Now, are you guys there all week?
We started today, and we're here tomorrow again, too.
Okay. Wasn't sure if you guys were out there the entire week or not, but that's great. Hopefully everybody in the Chippewa Valley area and even in the surrounding areas beyond that are listening to the program get a chance to come down and drop off some toys or cash, monetary donation. You'll take it, no doubt. Dan, we were sitting here talking about how meaningful this game is, and Joe and I both agree. I mean, first of all, you got to win this. But after that, I mean, the big game is going to be coming up against Carolina. You beat Carolina, you have a really legitimate shot at then advancing from there, because I think both of the games after that are probably gettable. So give me your thoughts on this team going forward and the likelihood that Aaron Rodgers, in your opinion, should or should not come back.
I think you got to take it week by week, and the big game is this weekend against Cleveland. If Green Bay somehow loses this game, and I'm not even 100% confident that Green Bay going to Cleveland and get a victory, but a lot rides on this game. And Mike McCarthy talks about getting to 10 wins. I don't know if this year, if 10 wins will even do that, but they got to start off this weekend against Cleveland, take care of business. And then I think, we have the discussion of Aaron Rodgers coming back. So if they can get this victory against Cleveland, get to 7-6, number 12 special, man. I mean, when you have number 12 on the field and from reports, he's chucking the ball all over the place, anything can happen. Going into Carolina, potentially a team that's going to be fighting for a playoff spot too. That's going to be a tough matchup. They're playing really good defense over there in Cleveland too. Carolina, take care of business this weekend. Make sure you come away with a victory in Cleveland, and then let's get a little bit excited and look forward to maybe a potential playoff push.
The likelihood that the Packers, if Aaron Rodgers comes back, win out.
Ooh, that's a good question. You know what? That Carolina game, I think, is key. I think that Carolina game is key. I know Minnesota's playing extremely well. That defense is legit. They're coming back to Lambeau. You gotta want. It's a rivalry game. Green Bay, of course, they're gonna want it. But that there's gonna be some emotions in that game because Aaron went out, with his injury against Minnesota that game. So that's a tough task. I don't know if they can do it. If you're asking me to put a percentage on it, Bill, I'm gonna go 65-70%.
Then you look at the defense, they play a little bit better in the last couple of weeks. Now, granted, a couple of weeks ago they weren't necessarily great, but this defense really since Chicago has played better as far as giving up points. It's been less. Do you think this is starting to come around now that they're getting a little bit healthy, or obviously with Kevin King going down and going on the IR in the secondary, it's still going to be extremely susceptible?
Yeah, that Kevin King loss is huge, and not even with Kevin King. You looked at the injury report from yesterday. Devon House had a shoulder injury. Even Dimitri Goodson, who they activated off the PUP list, he had a hamstring injury on that injury report. So the secondary is kind of reminiscent of last year a little bit with that secondary, isn't it? I mean, you had Ladarius Gunter starting games and that, so they're taking a beating. Yeah, the defense has been playing better in spurts. I think a lot would help out with that defense, too, if the offense would just, a little bit better at time of possession. These last few weeks, that defense has been on the field a lot. I mean, a lot of minutes. And you can kind of tell that games are getting a little bit drained out. But, the defense has been playing better. But losing Kevin King, that's going to be huge, huge for this secondary.
If, by chance, God forbid they lose this game, is this a signature game in which you would say serious changes need to be made, or do you think that changes are going to be made anyway, minus Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy?
I think there will be changes made within this game. I mean, if Green Bay loses this game, I don't know if I want to come in Monday morning, Bill, and take some of his phone calls. I mean, that is going to be headhunting on Monday morning. So I think from a fan's point of view, they're going to want drastic changes if the Packers lose this game on Sunday. Green Bay, we know they're not going to – Mark Murphy, Ted Thompson, they're not guys that are going to make drastic changes. They're not going to overreact. I think that you'll see some changes regardless of what happens with this game. Maybe it's a different defensive coordinator in the future. I don't know. But I think if there was going to be changes, they kind of have an idea of what it's going to be right before this game.
I was going to say, my assumption, if there are going to be any changes, most likely – you know, you've already made some decisions based upon that, not with just the four remaining games. But it is so tough to say you're going to make drastic changes because you're so late in the career of Aaron Rodgers. However, you can also say, if I'm going to make changes, I'm doing it because we need a fast fix that is going to take us in an energized direction, because we want to make sure that this thing gets a couple more shots at a Super Bowl before it's all said and done. I don't see Mike McCarthy going anywhere. I know that I'm listening to a lot of national shows, and they're saying, well, a guy that could be on the hot seat, you know, proving he can't win without those guys would be Mike McCarthy. I think Mike McCarthy, for say what you want about Brett Hundley, but the game against Baltimore, he looked terrible. Other than that, we've seen progression, and we've seen some better, more creative play calling. Last week wasn't great for Brett Hundley. He missed some passes. But for the most part, at least we've seen him progress. But I just think he is what he is.
Yeah, I totally agree. He's a backup quarterback. You know, any talk that Green Bay could have traded him for maybe a higher draft pick to a team that's looking for a starting quarterback, I think that discussion's out the window. I mean, you go back to the draft, there was that rumor that Green Bay was close to trading Brett Hundley, and then there was that wild rumor that Green Bay was interested in drafting DeShone Kizer. Well, I guess they'll get a first-hand glimpse of DeShone Kizer this weekend, and that would be something if DeShone Kizer lights up that defense.
Right, no doubt about it. Offensively speaking, do you believe the Packers have legitimately found a run game for when Aaron Rodgers comes back?
That's an interesting thing. We were talking about that a couple days ago. It seems like we've been talking about this like the last few years. You go back to Eddie Lacy, Rookie of the Year. Green Bay's finally got that running game, and then kind of trailed off there. Go back to even Super Bowl 45, James Starks. They don't win that Super Bowl without James Starks, but then he kind of never really developed into that number one style running back. And then last year, Ty Montgomery, we all thought, okay, finally, Green Bay's got that running attack. Well, injuries slowed down his progression. So, I mean, it looks the part so far, but I think we got to keep telling ourselves these are rookies, you know, Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. They look the part. They have different styles of running. Williams is more of the bruising type but running back. Jones, the big play threat. So it looks like it. It's interesting because, you know, next offseason or this upcoming offseason, Green Bay is going to have to make some choices with the receivers. You know, Devontae's going to get a big contract. Jordy Nelson's got 1 year left. Randall Cobb's got 1 year left. Does the emergence of these two running backs kind of make it maybe a little bit easier for the Packers front office to make some of those decisions with the right wide receivers? Because Green Bay is, you know, well known to bring in a bunch of wide receivers and help out Aaron Rodgers, but if Green Bay's got two running backs, does it make those decisions a little bit easier what to do with the offense?
Hey, real quick before I let you go, and I enjoyed talking Packers football, but I wanted to find out, because the last time I was there, there were some people that were genuinely interested in what the Bucs had going on and talking about Giannis and company. Has Giannis's rise given to more discussion in that valley there?
Yeah, definitely. More people are paying more attention to the Bucks, especially with Giannis. The whole Eric Bledsoe trade kind of got everybody a little bit excited. Now the rumors with DeAndre Jordan. So it's a little bit of a buzz. I think it'll pick up a lot more, though, when football season's over with. You know, football's king, Badgers, and the Packers right now. So it has peaked a little bit more here and there, especially the way Giannis started out the season. You know, MVP talk and all that sort of stuff. I think it'll really hit its peak as soon as football season's over with.
Yeah, he's still on his way. I still think that he can pull this thing off. This team has to get to the top four, but you get Jabari back and get him a little help. I think there's going to be a lot more recognition for this team down the stretch when it counts. Dan, always a pleasure. Great. Now, tell everybody where you're at again and how long you're going to be there, and you're going to be there today and tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, we're at Festival Foods, one of the new Festival Foods here in Eau Claire on Birch Street. We're doing our festival of toys here, all the toys and monetary donations going to the Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley. We're here until 5 o'clock tonight, and then bright and early again tomorrow morning, right at 6 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock tomorrow as well. We have some auction items on our website, sportstalk1051.com. Bill, there's an autographed football. Last time when you were up here, you were gracious enough to sign one for us.
Yeah, how about that, huh? I devalued the hell out of that football.
I think we got a couple bids on there too, though. So, but thank you for doing that for us and helping us raise some money for all these kids in this area.
No, it's my pleasure. And if everybody can get out there and support those guys, it'd be, hey, I got to ask you real quick: are you in a tent or are you just outside in the elements, man? Because if you're in the elements, even more kudos to you.
I'm in the elements right now. I'm walking around the parking lot, but we do have an RV here if we want to warm up a little bit.
Okay.
But right now, I'm outside.
The RVs come in handy this time of year. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, absolutely.
God, I know. Dan, always a pleasure, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate
it. See you, pal.
It.
There you go. Dan Casper and the whole crew at this Festival Foods on Birch Street. And he's serious. If you're in the Chippewa Valley and you can get over there and help out, please do so. Take a couple of minutes today, lunch hour, after you get off work this afternoon, tomorrow in the morning before you head to work. If you're in that area, head on over to Birch Street and the Festival of Foods there and say hi to Dan and the whole crew. They do a great job out there. They really, really do. I get a chance to listen to them every now and then when I'm out cruising around. So say hi to them. This portion of the program was brought to you by our terrific, terrific friends over at Cousin Subs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.